Welcome to Guarding Talk back onto Inuara FM. Greg Richard, joined once again by Judy Schaff. Welcome back to the studio, Judy.
Thank you very much, Greg. Good to be here.
It is a beautiful day outside once again.
There's a few clouds coming over.
Bit of rain this evening, I think.
Yeah, they're like fluffy, little white fluffy clouds.
Well, hopefully they're nice clouds as well. Judy, what do you got for us today? You want to look a bit in spring again, with a bit of spring feeding.
Yes, I think we've got to do that. And what else are we doing? We're going to...
Check out some gardenias.
Yeah, have you got a little list there?
I have a little. It's almost as if I'm reading your mind. A bit of ESP is taking place.
Okay, we're also going to check out what you do about wattles and what you do about the spring annuals. We've got quite a few things we're going to talk about today.
Of course. And Judy, we're right in the thick of spring, and you want to look at spring feeding.
Oh gosh, isn't it wonderful?
It is.
The sun is out. And
temperatures above 20 degrees. Well, not tomorrow, but for most of it.
Don't disappoint everyone now that's listening. We're all thinking, oh, yeah. We're going to get out in the garden and get into it. Spring feeding is essential now. Potted plants, trees, shrubs, climbers all need a boost. And if in doubt what you're going to use, Greg, you fertilise with Bounce Back. Of course, you know why. It's got a neutral pH.
Of course, the old classic neutral pH.
Yeah, so you don't have to be clever what you throw it on.
Right, you can just chuck it on anything.
Yeah, on anything. Potted plants, trees and shrubs, climbers, they all need a boost at this time of year. So we'll use Bounce Back.
Yep.
And they don't have to worry about, which kind of fertiliser they're going to use because it's neutral.
Right. That's a good thing though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Can you use it on just about anything or?
Yes, you can. It's a wonderful product actually.
All right. It's Guarding Talk back on to Inuara FM. We've got Maxine on the line and Maxine's got a question about potting.
Hello, Maxine.
Hello, Judy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, dear. What can I help you with?
I'm moving soon.
Right.
And I've got some beautiful daisies in the gardens and I just want to pot some up.
Oh,
okay. What's the best way to do it?
Okay, so have you taken any cuttings yet, Maxine?
No.
Right, okay. Well, don't go down into the hard wood. Take them all off the top. Nice fine shoots. If you go to the hard woods, often that doesn't work. And, it's wise to give them something to eat. A little bit of flurry should be good.
All right.
Yeah, and you can get rooting powder as well.
Yeah, I've got that.
Oh, have you? Okay, well, that's the way to go. Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah.
Yep, use the rooting powder and take the fine cuttings off the top when they finish flowering.
Do you have to take all the leaves and everything off and just put the stem or?
Oh, no. What you do, you take off opposite leaves. Opposite leaves. You don't have them two together because then they're going to struggle. So you have one on one side and then go down and have one on the other side.
All right.
Does that sound right? Sounds a bit funny, doesn't it? I know. But sounds funny, but it will work for you, dear. And, of course, keeping the water up to them is the main secret.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck with that. And good moving, did you say? Moving?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, good luck with that as well because that's always a chore.
Yeah, they're gorgeous daisies and I just want to take some with me.
Yeah, of course. No, good idea. Good time to be doing it. Thanks, Maxine.
And we've got Shane from Madawi and he wants to repot suckers from magnolias.
Oh, Shane, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, so I have... hi, how are you, G?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself, everyone's happy today the sun's out.
Sun's out. I've got two magnolias. They're about 15 feet tall. One's the light pink one and one's the dark one, with the big seed pods and red seeds in it. That's the one that's throwing suckers. And the suckers are about 5 or 6 feet tall.
Right.
And I've read somewhere you can dig them up and you can treat them and cut them and put them in pots. So how do I go about doing that successfully? And what's the time of year and what cycle do they need to be in to do it?
Shane, I'm presuming they're large trees the suckers are coming from, are they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously now we've got the spring weather coming and they've finished flowering, haven't they?
Yeah, they've finished flowering.
Yeah, they've finished flowering. Well, now's the time to have a go. Look, you'll merely dig down and separate the suckers from your main root system.
Yeah.
Are you going to pot them or put them somewhere else in the garden?
Put them in big pots. So I give them to my daughter-in-law if I can make them live.
Yes, no, look, no, you may as well have a go. I mean, surely with the size of the suckers, you won't have any problems. But sometimes, you know, you have to give them a little bit of a kick along. And it wouldn't hurt you to get something like a Rootex or something like that.
Okay.
But, you know, if the sucker looks like it's healthy and you've got roots on the sucker.
Yeah, it's definitely healthy.
Yeah, I just give it something like a Flourish
in the
water, which you can do every week.
And, So I don't need to, I can put them straight into the big pot. So I can put them in like a root type of stuff, like Rootex or something, as I was saying.
Yeah.
And then put them straight in the pot and then water them down with some stuff in the water
certainly.
To give them some kick along. So like a good quality potting mix just in a big pot?
Oh, yes.
A
good quality potting mix. You never buy cheapy in that case. But look, it's quite amazing how, you know, magnolias grow. They are beautiful plants, aren't they?
Mm. Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah. And you've got the deciduous ones, obviously. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, look, I think you'll be right. Look, they're not like frangipanis where you take the cutting and you leave them to dry out for a couple of weeks.
Okay, right. No, straight in.
You've got totally a different circumstance. So I would appreciate, Shane, if you could give us a ring back at some stage and let our other listeners know how it's gone.
Okay. Yep. So how long do you think I need to wait before I know they're successful?
Well, obviously.
A month or 6 weeks or something? Or?
Well, you're not going to do you think your daughter will want to transplant them?
In time, but I think they'll probably grow successful in a pot for a while.
Yeah. Look, you'll have to start getting leaves, of course, soon.
Yeah, they're starting to get leaves now.
Yeah,
they're starting to get their
As long as they don't shrivel up, then you're in trouble.
Okay.
Okay.
No worries.
Thanks, Shane,
for the call.
All
right.
Bye.
We've got Sarah now from Mark's Point, and she's got a question about the mango tree.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Judy.
Have you got problems, dear?
Yes, big problems, I think. It's a huge, massive tree. We've had it, it's coming into its fourth summer with us because we've only been in the house that many years. The first year we didn't really know what it was and it didn't fruit or anything. It just kept growing and provided shade. And then the second year we actually got mangoes on it and that's when we discovered, oh, we've got a mango tree. But the mangoes...
I'm sorry, smiling, but isn't that what a wonderful discovery?
A very nice surprise, except all it really did was feed the local possums and the fruit bats because the fruit ended up having like black spots on it. And upon closer look, we've also noticed that the leaves, they come through new, beautifully fresh leaves, but it doesn't take long and then they end up curling up and they've got white stuff on them and... the flowers come through and then they die. Last year we got no fruit and this year we're coming into it again. So it's a bit of a mystery, lucky dip, what's going to happen. But we think it's poorly, like it's not well.
No, Sarah, it's not. You've got a problem called anthracnose.
Okay.
Anthracnose. And you probably, if you apply copper oxychloride main to the leaves and the fruit, but it is a difficult thing to bring under control. So you need to start working on it now.
We noticed a neighbour who has a mango tree as well. Now that we know what they are, we see them everywhere. They cut the top off theirs. Like they just cut the almost like straight across the top of it. It made the tree look a little unusual, but he said that's what the fruit growers do to make the fruit stay low. Didn't look very pretty, but is that something we can do that would then make it easier to treat?
Oh, yes, definitely. If yours is getting really tall, you know, you're going to be...
big.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. You could do that. Now's the time to do it while
now.
It's making new growth. And, and you have to get that under control.
Okay.
Your next-door neighbour hasn't got the brown on the fruit or anything?
He's about three doors up.
Oh,
it's hard
right.
to see, and we're not on really speaking terms. I'm sure they're lovely, but we don't chat. So I don't know. I just from noticing up the way, that all of a sudden the top of his was gone, and we thought they were cutting it down, but he's just let it go. And another friend said, oh, yeah, that's because of, you know, getting to the fruit and everything. So I'm assuming maybe it's not sick if he's cut his off and is wanting the fruit. I don't know.
No, that's right. Yeah. And, you know, if you can walk past and have a little sticky beak, you would see if he's got the brown on the leaves or the black on the leaves or the black on the fruit.
Okay, all right.
That's the only way to go. And anthracnose is a difficult one, but you'll be able to treat it, Sarah.
All right. Otherwise, we're just feeding possums and fruit bats from now on, I suppose. Okay, we'll give it a go. And the nursery will be able to help us with that.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
All right. Yep. Cheers. Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Sarah.
It. Bye-bye.
We've got Brian now from Swansea, and he's got a question about roses.
Oh, Brian, roses. Oh, my favourite creature. How are you going, Brian?
Good. How are you going?
Oh, I'm going very well. These aren't the roses got stolen, are they?
No, you asked me last time.
Oh, okay. Because that's another listener from Swansea, and he hasn't rung in and let us know what's going on.
You said that to me last time. I said, if anyone took mine, there'd be trouble. Judy, just before I ask you the rose question, that lady who was just on, look, I had anthracnose 2 years running and got rid of it with potassium bicarbonate. And I actually, because my mangoes are coming out in flower now, and I went and got some just in case I get it back. I just don't know if I can save a brand on the radio, but potassium bicarbonate I found does a really good job with anthracnose.
No, that's fine. I don't mind if you mention the name. I'm sure that's okay, Greg, isn't it? Oh, no, okay, sorry. No, evidently not. Oh, gosh, I'm a dummy, aren't I? You know, I haven't been doing this program for very long, Brian. I'm just, you know.
Other brands are available as well.
Other brands are available. But it is potassium bicarbonate, okay.
Yeah, no, it works good. With the roses, look, I took them out of pots in early August, I think, and put them in the ground. But I gave them a hell of a lot of watering when I put them in, and they got collar rot. Now the rot's it's all hardened, and I just want to know if I can peel it off. It actually seems all right, but you can see where the sort of outer layer peeled away. And I just want to know if there's something I should paint it with, or is it going to be okay? It's still growing fine. It's just that the bark around the bottom is, you know, the outer layer is sort of peeled up about a couple of inches.
Brian, do you think you've got gawler in it?
No.
Not gawler, right, okay. I have to say, I don't want to frighten you, but one of my standards looks exactly like that, but I had borer in it.
Yeah, no, there's no borer.
No borer, okay. Look, the only thing you can do is paint it, probably with something like even copper oxychloride.
Oh, okay, I'll just write that down.
Yeah, copper oxychloride.
Oxychloride, yeah. And the other thing is, I transplanted my lemon tree in the garden as well, and is there a case of the lemon tree stems, they can get too burnt by the sun, and I should paint the base of that as well?
No, they should take the sun, Brian. They won't fruit without the sun, yeah.
Yeah, no, just on the stem down the bottom, you know. I just heard the trunk, that it can get sort of damaged from the sun because it cops the full sun. But I've never painted it before. It was just something I heard and wondered if it was something I should do.
Well, if you've got problems with it, I'd certainly paint it with something.
Yeah, well there's no problems with it. There's no problems with it at the moment. I just wanted to prevent it in case, you know, there may be a problem with the sun.
Yeah, Brian, there shouldn't be, not with citrus. They love the sun.
Okay, well, that was all. It was just the trunk. That's all I was concerned about. I actually cut it right back and the first time, and I was a bit concerned, but it's growing back beautifully.
Okay, well, you've done the right thing, Brian, by the sound of it.
Okay, Judy. Well, thanks for that.
That's okay. I don't think there's a problem with your citrus, to be honest.
No. Okay, well, that's good.
Okay.
Usually you try and kick me off here quicker. But
No, we don't do that, do we? No, we don't.
Anyway. It's because I've usually got a dozen questions for you.
That's all right. We love you to bring up with a dozen questions.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Judy.
Thank you, dear. Bye.
Bye.
And we've got Barry from Fassie Fern, and he's got some issues with leaf curl.
Oh, Barry, it's a pest, isn't it?
It's a real nuisance, Judy. Good afternoon to both of you. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Good afternoon to you too.
Thank you. I've actually been out this today. They're already blossomed. They've got fruit setting. I've noticed some of the later leaves have got leucos. I've just been out going out and just tearing off and throwing them over. We've got reserve on the outside, so probably shouldn't throw them out first. Probably should burn them. But anyway, my uncle had a farm at Bulga, up past Singleton there, and he had orchards, he had grapevines, he had all kinds of things. But I think Uncle Lou, I think his name was Louie or Lou, he used to spray his stone fruits and also I think maybe the grapes, I'm not sure, with a thing called copper oxychloride to control that kind of thing. Is that the right? I want to know what the right thing is. And he used to say spray at bud burst and petal fall. I don't know whether to keep the fruit on or to stop the leaf curl, but it's a real, it really mangles the leaves. They get really really distorted and curled up.
Barry, was it your father or your brother?
It was my mother's brother, actually.
Oh, right, okay. Yes, because no, they're definitely spraying with the right thing.
Okay.
It's copper oxychloride.
I've got some of that in the garden sheds.
Oh, well, there you go. You could have been already doing it.
It's probably out of date. It comes from Uncle Lou's estate, but I don't know if that stuff goes off, but it's just a chemical. So, but the thing is, I do remember him saying something about that, and he used to spray his his
citrus
fruit trees.
Yep.
He can't get it anymore. He had citrus fruits as well with labaced. I don't think you can get labaced anymore.
No.
That was for fruit fly, but yep. I'm not worried about that at the moment because the fruit trees have got mostly citrus and they bear fruit in the wintertime. So unless it's really a really warm autumn, you don't really have to really worry about that. Look, so you've given me an answer. Thank you so much, Judy, and thanks for your help.
And thank you so much. And I have to tell you, I can't remember labaced. I must be getting not very old because they took it off the market many, many years ago, Barry.
Well, it was made by Bayer, then by Yates.
It was, yeah.
They also made a thing called Rogor 40, and they're a systemic spray. So you sprayed the tree with it. It actually was a systemic spray. And I only know it's from Uncle Lou. It was absorbed by the plant, but it had a 7-day withholding and a 14-day respray on the fruit. But they took it off the market because some of the primary producers were actually spraying picked fruit with it to stop the fruit getting, because it actually absorbed by the fruit. But it's not really good for people either. So that's why they took it off the market. But that was called the silver bullet. It got rid of fruit fly. That really, as long as you did it every fortnight, you had no fruit fly. But and Uncle, I'll just say, well, Uncle is passed now. He would be in his late 80s if he was still here. But he actually swore by it. He said it was the best thing they ever invented. But it's been taken off the market. And like if you go down south to Victoria or Tasmania or somewhere, they don't have a fruit fly problem down there. But we do in Newcastle. So.
Oh, Barry, but you know what? I hate to tell you, I think it's still sprayed on fruit and veggies that you buy.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, but they would be very careful of the withhold because
It says spray withhold 7 days before picking. And I actually have an empty bottle because I was using it in my bag. You used to be able to buy it just at the hardware store, but they don't make – it's been barred. I tried to look it up on the internet and they said, no, it's been banned and blah, blah, blah. And it's even illegal to have. Something like, oh, boy.
Well, Barry, we shouldn't be talking about it.
No, I shouldn't.
Look, thank you for the call and I'm sure you're going to get that under control.
Having had an uncle that was a primary producer back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, well – That's what they used to use, and Uncle Lou did all the right things. So, because we ate the fruit and we're still here. So.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, exactly okay. right.
Thank you very much, Judy.
Thank you, Barry. Very interesting talking to you, dear.
And we've got Susan now from Raymond Terrace, and she's got a question about the frangipani.
Hello, Susan. What can I help you with?
Yes, good afternoon, Judy. Great fan of yours.
Oh, thank you.
My frangipani tree is beautiful. And each year, what I usually do is, you know how they go very soft and spongy on the end?
Yes.
I usually cut those off each year so it resprouts. Now, this year, it has been covered with spongy ends.
Ah, you know why, Susan?
Very, very bad this year.
Yeah, the rain.
Is it the wet?
I was
wondering if it was the wet.
Yeah, it is.
Right. Yeah.
So all you can do is keep cutting your ends off.
Right.
Have you thought about taking some cuttings so in case anything dreadful happens to it?
Well, no, because I try not to let it grow really, really tall, so I do trim it each year, you know, but this year, no, the ends I have had to cut right back.
Right,
so I
okay.
haven't actually taken any cuttings.
Okay. Susan, you wouldn't have any copper oxychloride in your cupboard, have you?
No, I haven't.
Right, okay. If you could buy some of that and spray it with that, it's just a fungicide. It won't hurt the garden or the tree, so...
Right, and it is just the excessive rain, is it?
Oh, look, honestly, I'm pretty sure so.
Right, okay. Now, let me write that down, what you said. Copper?
Copper?
Yes.
Oxy? O-X-Y?
Yes.
C-H?
Yes.
O-C-H? Okay, Greg, help me out here.
Oxychloride.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Copy. And it's a spray, is it?
Yes, dear. You'll mix it up and spray it on. Or paint it on. Yeah.
Right.
That might be
then,
the answer.
Yeah. I have been going out and each time I think, oh, gosh, that wasn't there the last time I looked at it.
Time so to get working on it then. Don't let it get carried away.
No, I won't. I'll keep doing it.
Thank you, Susan,
for
the call.
Thank you very much for your help, Judy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Susan. I like when we have a bit of a spelling bee on a Monday.
But you know what? Yeah, because if you write it down, it's, you know, you write it correctly.
Yep.
But, you know, because I think the listener's also saying it as I'm saying it,
yep.
I lose track. And I thought you could pick me up then, Greg.
Oh, spelling's not one of my strong points. Or reading or all maths. And we've got Alan from New Lambton, and he's got some problems with his roses.
Oh, Alan, a great place to grow roses.
Mate, they are looking great when they're in good condition. Oh. I'm having trouble with black spot and yellow leaves.
Right, okay.
I have tried Rose Shield. I have tried Mancozeb.
Oh, I was just going to say Mancozeb. Oh, and you're having no luck with that?
I'm having no luck whatsoever. Every morning I go out and pick all the yellow leaves off, put them in the bin, and go back the next day. There's still more coming.
Alan, I've got to tell you, my roses look beautiful. But, I mean, we have had a lot of rain. Why don't you try copper oxychloride?
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah, give it a go.
I'll try anything. Love that. I've got nine across the front of the house and people admire them. They're absolutely magnificent. They're all different colours. And, I just, you know, they come out and they're great, but I just hate to pick up all these yellow leaves every day.
Yeah, now, Alan, could I ask you when you pruned them? What time in the year did you prune them?
The end of June.
Yeah, well, that's early. Sorry.
I pruned them early, Judy, because of this problem that I was having.
Right, okay, yeah, we'll see. I didn't prune mine till virtually on the brink of going into August, and my shoots are so clean. But we had a lot of rain about that time, so that probably has not helped.
I don't get a lot of rain where they are because they're out the front of the veranda and we're facing... east, and we don't get a lot of rain comes in that way in New Lambton, or where we are anyway.
All right, well, you're lucky because, anyway. Boy, I've had the rain where I live, that's for sure.
Well, okay, we get plenty everywhere else, but that just doesn't come in where those particulars are. I put a new tree in the other day and I dug down it probably 200 mil, and it was full of water, and that was only a few days ago.
Yeah, no, we've had plenty. But anyway, let's try the Coproxychloride.
Coproxychloride. Yep,
and you might give us a buzz back and let us know in a couple of weeks how you went.
Yeah, well, will I continue on with the other stuff too?
No. Well, if it's not working, no. Let's
it's not
just,
working.
No, definitely not, no. I'm surprised the Mancozeb. Yeah, the Mancozeb should have worked, but Coproxychloride.
Yeah, the rose shield certainly didn't work either.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's a little bit, light on, let's put it that way. Is that a good way to describe it?
Okay, I'll be somewhere. I've got some Coproxychloride. I must remember that.
Okay.
Is that the same as Coside Blue?
No, I'm not sure, but...
No, don't worry.
Just get the Coproxychloride. Yep.
I shall go and get some, love.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Thanks for that. See ya. Bye.
Cheers. Thanks, Alan. It's Gardening Talk back on to NURFM. Judy Sharp, got about a minute left of our time today and still got that big list there as well. Do you want to have a look at fertilising natives?
Yes, okay. Fertilising natives.
I think that's where we're up to.
Yeah, we are. You're on the ball today, Greg.
Yeah. I haven't even crossed them off as we've gone by.
It's a wonder we haven't had time to do anything much, have we? Okay, so the natives will be happy if we give them some blood and bone.
Right, okay.
Blood and bone for the natives. Now, what about wattles?
Are they out? Are they starting to bloom?
No, a lot of them have finished blooming.
Oh, okay.
But do you realise wattles don't have a long lifespan?
Oh, no, I thought they were in for a while.
No, not at all. No, they're like me, short-lived. So, look, what I'd like to see our listeners do, when they finish flowering in their gardens, mm-hmm. We can't go out into the bush and do it, of course, when they finish flowering in the garden, give them a light prune, and that prolongs their life every year by another year.
Right.
You knew that, I
remember. Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, we'll remember that one for next time.
Exactly. The next year, give them another little prune again.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yep.
And hopefully it's all...
And reassure our listeners it's fine to do it, Greg. Quick.
All right. Do it. Go and do it now.
Go and do it now. Thank you. Bye.
Judy Sharp, we'll be back with you next week.
Yep. Thanks, Greg. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.